We have a different call while we wait for Mia Lindeke. Claudine in Ocean View, good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help? What's on your mind this morning?
Hello?
Yes, hello, Claudine.
Yes, yes. Yes, they called me and they said that they'll interview me regarding because I lost 3 members to COVID.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Claudine, on the 22nd of December and on the 3rd of January, and one is being buried this morning again.
I'm so sorry to hear that. I mean, there's been so much loss with these very close family members.
Yeah, because my brother lost his wife on the 22nd of December, and that's the only person we could go and see. They called us in on the 28th of December, and she was in the COVID ward on the ventilator. And then on the Tuesday morning, they called us back to say she's gone.
So, I'm sorry, so they allowed you a compassionate visit, Claudine?
Yes, yes, they did.
Okay, I mean, we were speaking to Brian Hampshire a little bit earlier on in this regard, and he mentioned that he was able to, he actually reached out to the hospital himself. Are you saying that they reached out to you proactively to invite you to see your loved one?
Yeah.
That's really generous. Was this a public hospital or private one?
Yes, a public one. It was a public one, yes.
And what were the conditions that they, or, you know, the requirements that they had of you in order to see your loved ones, just in case somebody else might want to take advantage of the opportunity for closure?
Yeah, no, we were geared up and we had to sanitize and we couldn't go near her. There was a line that we had to stand and the doctor asked us to speak to her because he believes sometimes if you speak to them, they can hear you.
Yes, and did she respond?
She didn't respond. Yes, and it wasn't a pretty sight seeing her on the ventilator because she sort of doubled in size.
Oh dear, the swelling. Yeah, yes, we've heard. Yeah, we do understand
the oxygen and then we still kept on hoping, and they still also tried to tell us to keep on praying and don't give up, and you know. Hope for the worst and expect hope for the best and expect the worst was the doctor's last words. And then the Tuesday they called us in. They called us in on Tuesday, and then she had passed already. And it was quite sad because I've never seen a doctor so emotional.
No, they are invested, these doctors and nurses and everybody working in those hospitals. Claudine, what would it have been to you to have seen her? You know, you've lost 3 people, as you say, and I'm guessing this is the only person you got to see before they passed.
Yes.
Did it make a difference?
It did make a difference, knowing after what I saw on Tuesday, everything, she was back to her normal self, and like I couldn't go near because she was, the curtains were drawn, plastic curtains were drawn, but I could see from a distance. And she was just a normal self. I just got so, I actually got peace at seeing the closure. At least I can say closure,
Well, I'm glad that you were able to get that closure, Claudine. I know how so many of us are losing people, and this has been a very difficult time, but you got a very rare privilege in the ability to see your loved one before passing.
Yes.
Thank you for having the courage to share the story.
Yeah, it's no problem. The other thing is just that there's a very big concern as for trauma counseling. I don't feel there's enough counseling, and not everybody can afford to go for counseling. Because, I mean, my brother and the 2 kids, a daughter just turned 7 on Thursday, her first birthday without a mom. And then she's got there's another 14-year-old son as well. And I mean, the older ones, we can deal, you know, it's a day-by-day process. But what about them? Where's the counseling for them? And not just for my family, for many other families, you know. Somebody gave me a hotline number for counseling, and then my cousin actually called, and they were of no use. They couldn't help her.
We'll talk a little bit about that now. Yeah. All right. That's a really great thing to flag. Thank you so much, Claudine in Ocean View. Something very important to discuss, and we'll discuss it with Mia Lindeke, but it is 8:46. So let's head over to the traffic with Zane Johnson, and we'll return to this discussion specifically around the trauma, which is being faced by healthcare workers themselves, and to the extent that we are able to see who might have the capacity to give some of this counseling that is so desperately needed.